Our guest today, Alan Toussaint, learned to play the piano at age 7, inspired by his musical hero, the founding father of New Orleans R&B, Professor Longhair. While Toussaint would find his break as a session musician in his late teens, he's really known for his contributions as a producer and a songwriter in the 60s and the 70s. In 1998, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for his work helping to define the sound of the Crescent City. More recently, Toussaint produced Our New Orleans, a benefit album for the Gulf Coast. The disc was recorded only a month after Katrina struck. Toussaint has worked hard speaking out for his hometown over the last few months. He appeared on the Grammys on February 8th as part of that special tribute to the city. And I asked Toussaint about that performance on the Grammys.
That was absolutely wonderful. To be on a Grammy in any capacity is just really fine. But to be on it in this situation was just a godsend for us. For one thing, it did so much for our city, my beloved New Orleans. So, and to be with Bruce Springsteen and Irma Thomas, Elvis Costello, Sam, it's just Bonnie Raitt, Dr. John, how could we do better?
Well, the song you performed is one of your best-known tunes and the one that leads off the wonderful tribute disc and benefit disc, Our New Orleans. And that's Yes, We Can. Now, Alan, my understanding is you originally wrote that and produced it for Lee Dorsey. Was that the origin of the tune?
Absolutely right. I wrote that for Lee Dorsey many years ago.
And do you remember writing it and where that positive message came from for you?
Well, it certainly had nothing to do with Katrina or the likes. Lee Dorsey inspired so many songs into my head. And as I think of it now, I just always thought we've always had conflicts in the world with people to people. And that has never ceased. And at that time, it was just that kind of message that we don't have to have so much disagreement with each other. We can reason things out and just treat each other well and have a good time in life rather than all the chaos that we make out of small things.
And now, of course, new meaning has come to that one. I wanted to play the one that that you recorded because it's such a great version. And this is the one that Joe Henry helped produce with our guest today, Alan Toussaint. And this is the wonderful Yes, We Can.
I know we can make it. I know darn well we can work it out. Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Why can't we if we want it? Yes, we can. I know we can make it work. I know we can make it if we try. Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Great God Almighty. Yes, we can. I know we can. Now is the time. Now is the time for all good men to get together with one another, iron out their problems and iron out their quarrels, and try to live as brothers, and try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And due respect to the women of the world, just remember we all had mothers.
Make this land a better land in the world in which we live.
And help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. And I know we can make it.
I know that we can.
I know done well we can work it out.
Oh yes we can, I know we can. Yes we can. Why can't we if we want to? Yes we can.
I know we can make it work.
I know that we can.
If we try.
Oh, yes, we can. I know we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. As we have a chance to talk with the writer of that song and one of the finest musicians ever to come out of the Crescent City, Alan Toussaint, is here with me. Now, on this Our New Orleans benefit disc, Alan, I love that, which is one of your contributions on here also. But the other is you sitting at the piano. And it's your take on a Roy Byrd theme, I guess, a Professor Longhair theme. But tell me how your take on Tipitina came about.
Well, Professor Longhair, I've always called him our Bach of rock. Mm-hmm. He certainly is my Bach of rock. And I've always said you could take any one of his things and build a whole life on it. And, of course, I know everything that Professor Longhever recorded and love them and try to emulate all of them. And playing them, and they're so dear to my heart, I associate him with the greats like Bach, Brahms, Beethoven. So I just slowed one of his pieces down, Tipitina, and put it in a minor key, a minor mode, and with some other things that just came to me as I was doing it, it just led me into a whole different mode as far as Professor Longhair. But it's him still all the way through. Plus me, let me say.
Well, I understand you're sitting at the piano, so maybe could you play a little bit of that, how it might come out sounding today? So great to hear that, a version of Tipitina and Me from our guest, Alan Toussaint, who's joining us today. And that is one that is on the Our New Orleans tribute album, to benefit album for New Orleans. And that was recorded, Alan, just like weeks after the flood. And what was your personal situation like as the floodwaters crept into the city?
Well, it was like many people. Like right now, my house is gutted out. And it's not livable. My neighborhood isn't livable. And for many, many blocks around, there's no stores open. There's no electricity, no gas, no lights. And it's a relatively sleeping zone right now. But I've been down in and out of New Orleans and with carpenters and contractors looking at to rebuild my place up better than ever before. When the hurricane came the day before, I checked into the Astor Crown Plaza on Canal Street, fourth floor, figuring that a day after the hurricane I'd go back home, but that didn't happen.
What did you lose in your house?
Oh, everything that's worth anything.
Yeah.
Yes. Most all of my handwritten stuff that I kept very orderly in files so I would know where things are. I had no idea I was setting it up so Katrina would know where everything was. But that's all right. I'm looking ahead now, and I'm looking towards the future, which is a great place to go.
Did a lot of your friends there lose much of their belongings as well? And I guess more importantly, my question would be, are they planning, as you are, to come back?
Oh, yes. Many of my friends, and let me even say most of my friends, lost like I lost, some more, some less. But we're all in the same boat, pardon the pun. But yes, I would feel that even those who we haven't heard, whether they will or not, I am assuming that most, if not all, will be back home. This such a tragedy calls for people to think many different directions right now, just as physically we've been scattered in many directions, mentally as well for some, but not me. I'm totally unmoved about where I live and will live. New Orleans is it.
New Orleans is such a special place because of the people who are there and the mix of people and how it goes street to street, house to house, and it's just, I guess the word gumbo gets overused when you talk about New Orleans, but it's really true, and that is something that is tough to recreate, Alan, I would think.
Oh, yes. However, I'm not feeling that we have to really recreate everything. There's some structures, and I say structures, that will have to be repropped and rebuilt and some built from scratch. But the spirit is what New Orleans is about, and the spirit is alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now we're talking on Mardi Gras, which is going on in New Orleans as we speak. I understand Jazz Fest is going to happen this year, even though the fairground was right next to the levee, my understanding.
Yeah, the fairgrounds took a beating as well, and I'm only like 3 blocks from the fairgrounds. So, yes, it took a beating, but where it took a beating, it will have a strong beat in the next few weeks.
Well, we're definitely happy for that. Our guest is Alan Toussaint, and we're talking about a wonderful album called Our New Orleans. And the special thing about Our New Orleans is how quickly and people came together, and it's such a fabulous cross-section of people recording every which way. I guess the nearest to New Orleans were people who had a chance to head to Lafayette and record. You did some of your work on this album with Joe Henry, who you also have worked with just recently, and he seems to have a feel for the music of the city. And you've done a couple albums with him.
Joe Henry is a most dear and graceful producer, and he has so much heart and soul for this music that we do. I've never been in a more creative environment than with Joe Henry.
I wanted to go out with one more from Our New Orleans, which is the one that you and Irma got to do together, Backwater Blues. Do you remember this session?
Of course I remember the session. And Irma walks in and nails it. Irma is just such a blessing. She's been blessed with so much, so it's easy for her to bless everyone else. And she really did a job on this tune. In fact, at the Garden, they gave her a standing ovation.
Oh, well, they should. Let's listen to Backwater Blues with our guest Alan Toussaint on piano, Irma Thomas on vocals, another one from Our New Orleans. Alan, thank you so much for spending a bit of Mardi Gras with us.
My pleasure, and sound like you know our territory quite well.
Well, I'm in love with the city, as I think a lot of people in America are, and then we just hope that the people can get the city back on its feet, and that seems to be what's happening.
And come and see us.
Absolutely, and that's a big message, too, with Mardi Gras happening today and Jazz Fest on track. The whole idea is to get people back to the city of New Orleans, and that's got to be happening. Alan, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
This is Backwater Blues from Irma Thomas.
When it rained by taking place in the lowlands at night. I woke up this morning, couldn't even get out of my door. I woke up this morning, couldn't even get out of my door. Enough trouble to make a poor woman wonder where she's gonna go. They rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. Say they rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. I packed up all my clothes, throwed them in, and they rowed me along.
Backwater Blues, Alan Toussaint playing live. And our thanks to Alan for joining us. That Our New Orleans Benefit album is available at our World Cafe CD store. That's at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. You can now download World Cafe Words and Music as a podcast. That's an audio file delivered to your computer or MP3 player each week featuring World Cafe Words and Music. Simply visit your favorite podcast directory or npr.org and click on NPR Podcasts to learn how to subscribe.